Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the program Today's Issues here on American Family Radio. You can find us live on the internet, on YouTube and Facebook as we live video stream the show there. And go to our podcast at AFR.net, right, Walker?
That's right.
I'm Tim Wildman, Walker Wildman. Steve Jordahl joins us now.
Good morning.
And Dr. Ray Pritchard, raised in Kansas City, Kansas, and we're in Tupelo, MS. Again, we thank you, as always, for listening. What was that? I was going to say something, but I've forgotten what it was. You ever had those moments, Steve?
Steve, you get a raise?
Huh? I meant to say, Steve, you get a raise.
There you go.
Is that what I meant to say?
That was it.
Thanks for reminding me,
yeah,
Steve.
You got it, sure.
Good. All right, Steve, go ahead.
I think we could make a feature of this every day on TI. We won't without y'all's support, but I did want to play the mask protester of the day. Remember yesterday I played that guy who read the riot act to the city council in Ventura, I think it was? Well, today's mask protester comes out of St. Lucie County, Florida, cut 9.
We are being lied to. Our freedoms are being taken forever, and I will not be muzzled like a mad dog. And I will not have my health destroyed because you idiots can't read truth. You go along with the lies that are the people who are trying to take down our freedoms and destroy our country. This is sick. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for being a part of this. And I will not be muzzled. And it's time for us to stand up for our freedoms. Because if we stand back and let these handle our freedoms, we will have nothing left. In fact, we'll end up being dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mask protester of the day.
What's he talking about? What's the content?
M-A-S-K protest.
M-A-S-K. He's protesting the Florida, the St. Lucie thing that says you have to wear masks.
Okay.
So, yes. Sorry, should have probably clarified that.
Is he in front of their city council there?
It's in front of the St. Lucie, Florida County Commission.
Okay.
Yeah, so yes.
I couldn't tell whether he was upset or not.
No, kind of on the fence there, wasn't it? Could be. So there's your mask protester of the day.
Do we have Dr. Fauci's mask comments?
The one from yesterday?
That
was good.
It's one of his greatest hits.
Yeah.
I think we should play that again. Ray? What's the mask situation in Kansas City?
It has been pretty loose, and all of a sudden, you know, the number of new cases has been trending upward and here in Kansas. And so yesterday my wife went out shopping, and usually we talk about this when we either of us come back, you know, how many masks, usually about 50%. But she said yesterday 95% of the people were wearing masks. And in our county here, just on the west side of Kansas City, we're not yet required to wear a mask in public, but I think that's going to come maybe in the next week or so.
How do you feel about that?
Not good. Not good. You know, if you give me a choice, I'm not going to wear a mask. Now, Costco, you got to, you know, I like shopping at Costco once in a while. If I go to Costco, you got to have a mask on. Mm. No problems. I put mine on and, you know, away we go. But I think across the country, people are a little nervous about the virus. Is it trending back up everywhere? It's hard. This gets into the bigger question, Steve, of who are we supposed to be listening to? Who can we even trust at this point, so many months into this discussion?
I'll tell you.
Well, should it be Dr. Fauci, perhaps?
Yes, I think we can.
What did he say yesterday? I didn't hear it.
This is from March.
Okay. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
Oops.
When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
Oh, brother.
Which Dr. Fauci do we want?
Will the real Dr. Fauci please stand up?
Yeah.
Middle, late Fauci?
We mentioned this yesterday, and the face mask or no face mask is dividing families.
Yeah.
And friends and neighbors, and you're getting shamed, you know. So, but I believe that Dr. Fauci that you just heard right there, I don't know why. That's what he said in March.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I don't want to get stuck on a whole mask debate for 20 more minutes, but let me just say this.
I like it.
I think the best approach probably is those of us who are not in favor of being forced to wear a mask need to give to appreciate those who want to wear a mask and they feel like that masks should be worn in public places. I'm trying to spit the baby here. But I think you just go to – if you go to Costco, for example, they require that you wear a mask.
Right.
If you don't want to wear a mask, don't go to Costco.
Right. That's exactly right.
All right.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Allison, my wife, she called around and found restaurants that don't require masks because we like to eat dinner usually out because we don't have any kids or
Just wait a minute. If you're going to a restaurant, by definition, how do you eat with a mask on anyway?
I've asked that. I tried to eat
That's
with a mask on.
That's not a facetious question. I mean,
I think they're talking. I think the restaurants make you wear it into the restaurant, or if you're waiting in the lobby.
Yes.
When you sit down, you can take it off.
Well, but Ray's point, I think, is if the idea of wearing a mask is to keep particles, is that what you call them? I'm not a scientist here, from disseminating to the place around you. So what if you sneeze while you're eating? So you really just need to shut down the restaurant altogether if you're a believer in wearing a face mask out in public.
Yeah.
Because just take it off to say, well, I'm just going to take it off to eat dinner. Well, then just take it off to go fill your glass with tea.
Let me just say, while we're getting stuff off our chest here.
Yes, we are.
This is my daily.
And by the way,
event.
I can't find this in the Bible. So this is just thus saith each one of us.
I have no problem with the Costco rule. Right. I have no problem with any private establishment that says mask required. Hey, it's your house, your rules. I got that. And I put one on to go to Costco, and I do so happily. It's not grudgingly. I'm glad to do it. The one that frustrates me is the sign that says mask encouraged. That's difficult. What do you really want me to do? If you want me to wear a mask, say so. I prefer don't leave the choice in my hands. I'm actually thinking of a specific example that I will not say right here, but it does frustrate me. If I have to wear a mask, tell me. If you leave the choice with me, then I'm not going to wear one, and maybe I'm going to frustrate other people, and I really don't want to do that either.
In an unscientific survey I found here in our hometown, Tupelo, and the surrounding area, Mississippi, probably 60-40 against wearing masks. Okay, I would say, but Brent, our producer, you had an experience yesterday where you got shamed, didn't you?
Yes, I went into a local
convenience store
yesterday, and the mandate in Tupelo is you have to have a mask on out in public.
Right. Now that's a new edict from the mayor as of yesterday.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now that could be, you know, T-shirt, whatever, over your face. So that's what I did.
And there are no fines for it, so it's really not enforceable.
Right.
But you just
put a T-shirt over your face.
I just raised my T-shirt
up. Wears a T-shirt, and he put his T-shirt over his face while he's standing in line at the convenience store.
Right. So what, a minute, 2 minutes at the store, and this other customer kind of shamed me there for not wearing a mask.
Hey, picturing this in my mind.
Rednecks do what rednecks do. Go ahead, Brent. And Brent takes that as a compliment, so don't think
that's right. That's right. So I was kind of ashamed for not having a mask yesterday, and I
happened? Some another customer or
another customer was there in line, and I got shamed by the other customer for not having a mask.
Well, were you social distancing?
Yeah, we were cash registers apart, so yes, we were social distancing.
What did this person say to you?
That I had to have a mask. That what I was wearing was not adequate enough to be considered.
The t-shirt didn't do it.
Did you answer her behind your t-shirt? Did you say,
or did you pull it down?
Or did you pull it down to answer her?
Get yourself a face mask.
I just answered her back through my t-shirt and said that if you'll give me a couple of minutes, I'll be out. So
yeah,
you
know.
You mean you were like probably 8-10 feet away from her?
Yes, sir.
And she's telling you to get a face mask on.
Yes, and while she's telling me that, she's turning around and walking out the door. So
yeah.
You know,
what another bizarre thing about this is we've had viruses for hundreds of thousands of years. Mm-hmm. and hundreds of thousands.
Thank you, because we're about to get the
Biden
6,000 year lecture.
Yeah, all the 120 million people have died from COVID. Yeah. Biden gaffe. But
by the way, excuse me before we get bombarded.
Here we go. Here we go.
You got to always be careful. I am not saying the. What do I say to recover here, Frank? Because I'm going to get a call from Ken Ham this afternoon.
Right. Ken's going to call.
Ken's going to come and say, I heard you dissed the idea of 6,000-year-old Earth, Tim. I thought you were my friend. No, I'm not, okay? So please.
You're not his friend?
No, you're not his friend? Is that what
you said? No, I am. See, there we go. You can't win when you start down this road. Go ahead, Walker. Back to my point. Uh-huh.
We've been studying viruses for a long time. And you can't tell me that we're in 2020 and we're just now figuring out that masks prevent the spread of viruses. Why didn't we figure this out like 50 years ago or whenever modern medicine began?
Because it's like Dr. Fauci said a while ago, masks don't stop the spread of viruses.
My point.
Altogether.
My point.
Altogether.
Right. Yeah.
Masks help if you're within 2 or 3 feet of somebody and you're in a long-term conversation.
Right.
That's why dentists wear a mask when they're in your face. That's why they wear but it's like Dr. Fauci said, it's really more about feelings than it is about science.
Yeah.
Unless Dr. Fauci was lying right there.
Yeah, one of the two.
Huh?
The CDC position has been from forever that face masks don't help to prevent the spread of viruses. Up until last month, they changed it on their website.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it's bizarre. We've got scientists who we pay bukus of money to study this stuff and figure it out. And since the CDC's began, they've said on their website, face masks don't work to stop the spread of viruses. All of a sudden in 2020, they do. I don't know what's changed.
I'm going to tell you something, and we all know this because either we feel this way ourselves or we know a lot of people who do feel this way. And Steve, I'll ask you about this. There's a growing sentiment in our country that this coronavirus panic and control is A, unnecessary, that's to be kind, or B, it's setting us up to see how far you can control people for the future. All right? That's what a lot of people believe, and I'm beginning to believe it more and more because the numbers for hospitalizations and the death rate do not support shutting down the entire country.
Yeah, and what you're saying is more and more splitting along political lines with conservatives, Republicans being the ones that say, you know what, masks aren't effective, they're not going to work, I don't want to wear them. And Democrats, you won't see Joe Biden step in front of a microphone without wearing a mask. He'll take it off to talk, and then he'll deliberately put it back on before he leaves the camera to show that he's wearing it.
But what do you think? You think this is a way to control people more and more, or do you think?
I think with regard to that, I think I'd put it under the never let an opportunity go to waste. Rubric. I don't know that someone back in January says, hey, let's get everybody to wear masks so we can get them cowed and controlled. But as long as everybody's wearing masks, let's not you know, let's remind them who actually does control them.
Yeah, and also I'm very interested in figuring out how this virus began, which is not really talked about now, but mm-hmm. we need to know where in China this began. They say Wuhan, but where in Wuhan this began? Was it man engineered, or was it just did it just somehow happen?
Have you talked to your mother?
No.
Because she has all the answers on this.
She has the answers?
Yes.
But that would be interesting to know.
Call your mother.
Give mom a call.
Give mom a call.
It would be interesting to know, because the way this virus is attacking the elderly is different than the flu or others. So
okay, did you see the article yesterday out of China? They've discovered yet another virus over there. It's not a joke. I mean, they've discovered yet another virus over there. It's in the pigs.
Yes.
But it has the potential, they say, to create yet another pandemic.
Yeah, Lexi mentioned that. My wife, Lexi, mentioned that story to me last night as we were sitting in our living room. And I said, what are they doing over in China? What is wrong?
What are you doing over there?
All these viruses, I was looking at where viruses throughout modern history have originated, and half of them are from China. The swine flu, the Hong Kong flu. Mm-hmm. So
just don't call it Kung Flu.
Like President Trump did.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do that.
I thought it was funny.
More letters.
Huh? People need a little bit of a sense of humor. My goodness. This PC stuff just kills comedy.
Right.
Our humor. I mean, you can't say anything without offending somebody of some ethnic origin. You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. Steve, is Facebook still under a boycott alert?
They are. Facebook is being boycotted by a growing number of corporations.
Major corporations.
Major corporations who are no longer spending
advertising. Now, why are they doing this, Steve?
Because Mark Zuckerberg alone among big tech leaders has kind of refused to take a hard line against President Trump's tweets and take them down. Now, they have...
Not his tweets on Facebook.
Facebook, his posts.
Facebook post. And they say... excuse me for interrupting you, but... But these corporations are being pressured by Black Lives Matter and other groups to crack down on what they call hate speech. So it's beyond just President Trump. These corporations are now saying we're going to pull our support, our sponsorship, our advertising, if you will,
advertising dollars,
on Facebook. Not that Mark Zuckerberg is going to miss a house note, okay? But we're going to pull that until Facebook crack down on, quote, hate speech.
As a result, Facebook has put some new notification guidelines in where it will label, it's starting to label posts that it will consider offensive or inaccurate. They're labeling them now. They're not taking them down. So, but yes, there is this effort.
This is the woke versus the woke crowd.
Yeah, I talked with Dan Gaynor from Media Research Center yesterday about this, and he says that the big tech... If they are successful in getting President Trump, basically his voice, out of the public square, that big tech will determine who wins the presidency in 2020 and thereafter. They have the ability to sway that many votes.
Well, what we're headed towards, what the secular humanists, the quote progressives, want to do, what their end game is, I should say, Ray, is to shut down all speech in the United States that does not subscribe to their view of the world.
And Tim, they are well on the way. Haven't done it yet, but it's very clear that Twitter and Facebook are pressing down against anybody, either religious conservatives, social conservatives, political conservatives. They don't want our voice to be heard. And they're going to do, between now and November, they're going to do whatever they can to silence the president, because he's got 82 million followers on Twitter.
Wow.
That's huge. That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, and he rightly says, I do it on Twitter because that's the only way I can speak unfiltered to the American public. And they're going to do all they can either to take that away or to squelch it so very few people hear what he is saying.
I'm not sure. Zuckerberg, he's a lefty, no question about it, but he's not inclined to yield to the pressures of these groups right now, to his credit.
Yeah.
To his credit, because they wanted him to shut down all of President Trump's advertising on Facebook.
Yes, they did.
And what they'll say is, well, he tells lies, and we don't want misinformation shouldn't be out to the American public. So the far left, they get to, and the Democrat Party,
would tell a lie.
They would get to define,
yeah,
what hate speech is. And I'm gonna tell you, to them, hate speech is anything I'll give you an example. They won't just come after conservatives. J.K. Rowling, is that her name?
J.K. Rowling, yes.
Rowling, excuse me.
I believe
me.
That's how it's pronounced.
Is that what is it, Ray? Rowling or Rowling?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, she's the author of the Harry Potter series, right?
Right.
All right. She has been embroiled in a, quote, controversy the last couple of weeks because she wrote, and her position is that biological men and women are real.
Yeah.
I have to say this. I can't believe I'm saying this. And the LGBTQ crowd says, no, if a man feels like he's a woman, he's the same as a biological woman. That's been the difference. And oh, she's pro-trans, transgendered. That's what they call them. So she doesn't have a problem with the lifestyle, if that's what you want to call it, or behavior in and of itself. She just wants to distinguish between a biological woman and a biological man.
She would have a problem with the boys because running and girls.
Yes, because she thinks it, and she's right. She thinks it diminishes discussion of things associated with being a female. If you have to say, no, a man can also be a female, yep, if he thinks he is in his mind. Anyway, she's gotten all kind of trouble about this from the LGBTQ and the woke crowd. They're coming after her vehemently. So it's really, again, the left versus the left. So I say that to say that they're not only coming after these people who want to shut down free speech. They're coming after everybody that disagrees with them. And there's hardly anybody that'll stand up to him now. To her credit, Miss Rowling or Rowling, I'm sorry, I don't know. She has stood up to them, and now she has the financial means to do so. Yeah. She doesn't need to sell any more books or make any more movies. But a lot of people will fold and yield because they do need the sponsorship. Now Zuckerberg remains to be seen how long he'll stand up to this crowd. But it's, again, we mentioned before, there's a big difference between classic liberalism, which is the thought that I may not agree with the things you say, but I'll defend your right to say them, which in essence is the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. That's classic liberalism. Wokeism, or secular progressivism today, says, no, I don't like what you say. I don't like your worldview. I don't like your political speech, and I'm going to crush you and keep you from even saying it. That's what we're facing. Totalitarianism.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In thought, if not right. And that will lead to totalitarianism in government. Sure. One day, that's where that road leads.
Yeah.
All right. You got a good news thing, but do you have time for it?
I think I can do this really quickly. A translator in Afghanistan who helped and saved American lives has become a U.S. citizen. His name is Janice Shinwari. And he was sworn in as an American citizen by Ken Cuccinelli.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, my
thanks,
pleasure.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, thanks to Walker, Fred, and Brent. Maybe you won't be shamed today, Brent. We'll see you tomorrow.